other than engineered sleep. Visit their showroom in Greenville and try the ES Duo. This two-piece hybrid mattress is their most popular seller. If it's in stock, pick it up the same day or schedule a delivery. Setup is free. Plus, they take away your old mattress. Manufactured mattresses in Greenville for 90 years. Call 866-244-0898 or go to engineeredsleep.com. Save up to $600 and get two free pillows with code WCCP. Better sleep. Rest assured.
Rely on the pros at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. As the weather warms, they have the best products to protect your landscape and plants and help them retain moisture, enhancing your home and saving you money. Order online at EnviroMulch.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment has helped build the upstate for the last 23 years by renting and selling construction equipment. And when it comes to compact equipment, the best in the industry is Takeuchi. The lineup of track skid steer loaders, excavators, wheel loaders, and hundreds of attachments make the choice easy. So come and see why so many choose to buy it or rent it from Bennett and experience the Takeuchi difference in the upstate, western North Carolina, and North Georgia.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Still overpaying for a razor? In this economy? Gross. At Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top-shelf shave at a regular shelf price. We've been hawking shaving products for years online, and we're excited to bring you the same great quality and low prices at a store near you. From high-quality stainless steel blades to super smooth shave creams, Dollar Shave Club's in the business of making your shave easier. Find Dollar Shave Club in the men's razor aisle. Getting your Dollar Shave Club razor wherever you want. Isn't that great?
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know this NL East in Major League Baseball that was going to be such a bear this year? More bad news for the NL East. Hoskins of the Phillies, according to Verlander, appears badly injured after going down while going after a ground ball. EMTs out, non-contact left knee injury. Awful. So the Mets lose the best closer in the game. The Mets never surrendered leads. Never, ever, ever, because they had Edwin. Now he's out. He's gone for the year. And now Hoskins looks like he could be gone for the year. They already don't have Harper. The Braves haven't solved their shortstop issue, but the Braves don't have a serious injury situation as yet. So we'll see how all this plays out. I mean, this division, if you'd asked me, you know, just a couple weeks ago, this division was baseball's best. You would have had two teams win 100 games and the Phillies come close. And the Phillies would have won if they had Harper all year. Now, suddenly you don't know. By the way, you know what's trending right now on social media, Twitter? It's what I told you the other day. Cancel the World Baseball Classic is trending on Twitter right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's trending. They all want to get rid of it.
They want to get rid of it in part because of the injuries that major league players have sustained. I don't know about that. I mean, a lot of this is playing for country. Injuries are unfortunate, but they can happen anytime, anywhere. I just think some of it is just plain bad luck. And that's just that's just the way it is. I don't know what you do about that. All right, I want to get back to the brackets, and we have basketball action tonight. All right, remind me again. I want to look at those spread picks again, all of the spread picks. Give me the road rage guarantees that we issued on Monday.
Okay, UConn minus 3.5.
Okay, and that's still 3.5.
Gonzaga plus 2.
And that's now plus 1.5.
Miami plus 6.5.
And what is that now? Miami plus 6.5. Where is that? Okay, hold on. That is a Friday game. Come on. Modern internet. Let's go. Wow. Houston is up to 7.5 across the board. Does Miami have some other issue that I'm unaware of? I already gave it out, so it's the way it is. And I'm not getting the 7.5, so I got screwed on that deal by giving it out early. I only am getting what, 6.5?
Yeah, 6.5.
Yeah, it's 7.5 now. I look, going into this game, I expect a highly competitive game. I expect Houston to win, but I expect a highly competitive basketball game. It's curious to me why that line would jump. All right.
And the last one is Princeton plus 10.
Princeton plus 10.
Yeah.
And that line is 10.5. So I actually hurt myself on the majority of them by giving them out early. That's all right. I'm okay with that. Look, I like this Creighton team. I don't think Creighton blows a ton of people out, though. It's not really the way they play. And I've been really impressed with the way Princeton plays. I think that can be a fairly competitive game. I'm telling you right now, in terms of the way a team played, in terms of the way basketball is supposed to be played, I think Princeton played the most perfect game of the tournament against Missouri. I would advocate it. I suggest anyone who didn't see it goes watch it or goes and watch the highlights, because their performance was unbelievable. The way they shot the ball was unbelievable. Now, can they shoot that way against Creighton? I don't know. You know, McDermott and company have had their system going for a long time now, and they know what they're doing. They're exceedingly well coached. All right. So in terms of these games themselves, again, I think we have some great games tonight. I think UConn-Arkansas is a great game. It's a game I expect UConn to win and to gradually pull away from. I think UConn wins by 8 or so, somewhere in that range. I don't know about score, probably 71-63, something like that. I think UConn, a lot of these tournament games have been lower scoring, more defense, you know, not as free flowing, you know, and you see these teams like, for example, TCU was able to slow the game against Gonzaga to a great degree. Gonzaga is one of these teams, maybe more than anybody else in the tournament, who wants to fly up and down the court. So it's to your advantage if you don't play that pace with them, unless, you know, you're Baylor of a couple of years ago or something. But I think that I think UConn Arkansas is a great game. I think it's two tremendous coaches. I think Musselman is a terrific basketball coach, fiery as all get out. His teams play hard. They are regular players now in the Elite Eight. So they've been here, done that. You know, again, Ramon, it's funny because before the year began, right at the start of the year, I picked a Final Four. And that Final Four, I had Alabama, UConn, Arkansas. This is when UConn was not popular. This is before UConn rose to number one and before they started playing poorly after that. This is right at the start of the year I wrote this. I don't know exactly, you know, a weekend, something. And I picked UConn, Arkansas, Alabama, and then the one sour note was I picked North Carolina, I believe, North Carolina. But those other three teams I absolutely picked. Well, now two of them are going to play each other. And the other one is on cruise control because they're playing in a region with virtually no competition. I mean, you know, two things are going to happen in this tournament. for the Zags to make it through this deal, they are going to have to, they're going to take the toughest route, as I said, since Michael Bibby's Arizona team. They have had no easy games. Not even the round one game was easy because that Grand Canyon team can play. They won 24 games and they can play. And then TCU is a really good basketball team. They had to face in game two. Now they get UCLA, who I when 100% healthy, I think is the most talented team in the whole field. As we said before the tournament, if they win that, they probably get UConn. But regardless, they get UConn or Arkansas. But let's say they get UConn for the sake of argument. So they're going to have to go through UCLA, UConn, and then they're going to have to beat, I don't know, maybe Houston out of the Midwest, and then Alabama out of the other half. I mean, that would be right there with Bibby's Arizona team as the most outrageously difficult path in history, if they were to take that path and survive it. You know, they have the longest running streak of Sweet 16 appearances, and they've been so close multiple times. You got to the Baylor game, Baylor blew them out. But, you know, a few years before that, they got to the national championship game against North Carolina. People forget that. People forget Gonzaga played for the national championship against North Carolina, and they lost that game like by two or something. It was like 81-79 or 79-77, and the officials basically fouled Gonzaga's best player out right from the start. He played like 12 minutes or something, 12, 13 minutes in the whole game. He was in foul trouble right from the start, and otherwise they win that national championship. You know, the officials controlled that game. They stole that game. Literally from Gonzaga. Otherwise, Gonzaga already, and Mark Few already would have his national championship. But people forget that. They forget that Gonzaga played for a national title twice. They forget that Gonzaga came within one bucket when their best player was saddled with foul trouble right from the very beginning of the game. You know, this tournament has been officiated in a different manner. It's clear that across the board, there was some sort of memo sent out about let players play.
That's a good thing, though, yes?
I think for the most part it is. I think for the most part it is. Within reason. You know, I think you do let players play. I do not want to see elite players fall out. I do not watch basketball games to watch officials officiate. I do not watch basketball games to watch officials blow whistles. I watch basketball games to watch players play. So I don't like it when star players wind up sitting on the bench for 25 minutes because some jackleg who bet on the other side who's officiating the game has saddled him with foul troubles. I don't like that. On the other hand, I think that everything within reason. In other words, I don't think the Tennessee-Duke game was within reason. I think they allowed Tennessee to go full mugger on Duke and took a skill out of the game. Now, no one's going to feel sorry for Duke when it comes to officiating calls. No one. But the reality was that Tennessee, like all of Rick Barnes' teams all through history, have been nothing but a bunch of backyard wrestling goons. That's all they've been. The Hanson brothers. That's what they've been. That's all they've been throughout all of his history, everywhere he's been. He puts these backyard wrestling goon teams together, and then he tries to beat the other team up. That's what he does. And it the only way that works for you is if the officials allow you to play that way. So, again, I think within reason. I think Tennessee was given carte blanche to basically beat the crap out of Duke. And we'll find out whether they're giving carte blanche to beat the crap out of Florida Atlantic, the youngest team in the tournament. That's my concern for Florida Atlantic. And we haven't got to that game yet, but that would be my concern. My concern would be big physical Tennessee team who thrives on dominating in that manner, and Florida Atlantic, skinny, athletic, talented team who doesn't have mature body types. That'd be my concern. Yeah, you're the only one in the country who has Florida Atlantic win the national title.
I got Florida Atlantic playing Tennessee, too. I got that part right also.
Ramona has Florida Atlantic and Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, what's her deal with our air conditioning today? Is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't run the air. New building.
Right, but it's like not on or something. So you had Florida Atlantic and Tennessee, but didn't you have Florida Atlantic winning the whole thing?
Yeah, I got Florida Atlantic
as national champion.
As one, playing Xavier from the other side.
Yeah, well, you know, look, the one thing I will say is they're 33-3 for a reason.
Yeah, it's possible.
You know, they're very gifted. That Memphis team they beat was a really good basketball team. That was not some bunch of scrubs. That team was a really talented, good basketball team. And so they have ability. They can score. They can shoot. They have talent. They have way more talent than Tennessee does, just from basketball skill standpoint. The question is, do they have enough muscle thickness to play Tennessee style if the officials are going to let them play in that manner, which is yet to be determined. Let me tell you about my friends at Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water under the house can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water and that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior or interior walls, uneven floors or doors, and windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. I'm of the opinion, as we head into tonight, that Gonzaga and UCLA is the national championship game. That's my opinion. I thought that the West would come down to Gonzaga and Connecticut. And because, I just lost everything for a second. That'd be an interesting contest because of Connecticut's extreme athleticism and physicality. But again, that speaks to the path Gonzaga has to walk. But I have tremendous respect for both Gonzaga and UCLA. I expect a war in that game. And I do expect Gonzaga to win. I don't know what the margin is going to be, 4 or 5 points. But I think Gonzaga, I think this Gonzaga team is the team that people have ignored. And I think this Gonzaga team is actually one of their most athletic teams ever because they have athletic threes, athletic wings, guys that can create their own, can get in the lane, can score. They have versatility. So I like the Zags tonight, and I like them to win the whole tournament. We'll see how that plays out. Alan, I'm coming right to you as soon as we get back. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Mattress shopping? Look no further than Engineered Sleep. Visit their showroom in Greenville and try the ES Duo. This two-piece hybrid mattress is their most popular seller. If it's in stock, pick it up the same day or schedule a delivery. Setup is free. Plus, they take away your old mattress. Manufactured mattresses in Greenville for 90 years. Call 866-244-0898 or go to engineeredsleep.com. Save up to $600 and get 2 free pillows with code WCCP. Better sleep. Rest assured.
This summer will be hotter than ever. Country music artist Darius Rucker will be heating things up July 28th at the Southern Fried Circuit Charity Concert presented by Upcountry Fiber at the Anderson Civic Center. Only at this upscale get-down can you hear Darius sing your favorite songs and give back to local upstate charities at the same time. Visit SouthernFriedCircuit.com to buy your tickets today. That's SouthernFriedCircuit.com. Tickets are limited, so act fast. We'll see you at Southern Fried Circuit with Darius Rucker on July 28th.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm going to ask Rachel to marry me, and I need your help. Take these flashcards. I've got to learn these engagement ring terms. Quiz me.
Okay. Halo, vintage, channel set.
Those are all ringtones.
Ring styles. Now, how about this? SI2, HVVS, ESI1.
I got bingo?
No. Those are diamond grades. Okay. Table, crown, girdle.
What a queen wears to dinner.
OMG. No, those are all parts of the diamond. Okay, this one's easy. Viraggio, Tacori, Dossi.
I know this. Types of cheeses.
Dude, ring designers.
Guys, don't sweat it. Come to Diamonds Direct and let us teach you how to buy like a dealer buys. We'll teach you all the inside secrets, as well as explain the good and bad when it comes to lab-grown diamonds versus natural ones. At Diamonds Direct, we take all the mystery out of the process and give you the expert guidance you need to make a smart decision.
Here, I made you new flashcards.
Garage, deck, windows, shrubs?
Welcome to married life.
Diamonds Direct. Details and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Quite often, animals show us how to be our best selves. They make us laugh when we've had a hard day, smile when it's raining, and cuddle when we just need a companion. Sometimes pet owners need a little help with their care. And that's why Clemson Paw Partners was created, offering low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccinations for dogs and cats in the upstate. All staff except vets and techs are 100% unpaid volunteers with big hearts for helping animals in our community. Donate and learn more today at ClemsonPawPartners.org.
The Double Steak Grilled Cheese Burrito is back at Taco Bell. And in case you didn't know, it's stacked. Yeah, packed inside it is a double serving of premium grilled marinated steak and a melty three cheese layer. Then on top of that, it has a layer of grilled bubbly cheese on the outside. Yeah, the outside. Why? Probably because it refuses to be caged in by the confines of its tortilla walls. Or maybe just to add more cheesy flavor.
Double Steak Grilled Cheese Burrito. Get one today. Only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Double steak claim is compared to steak quesadilla. Contact store for hours of participation which fair.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
I can't get a hold of myself. Breaking all the rules, playing games with my hell. My love said I've gone off the rails. But I know it's okay. Cause I do it so well.
I'm in my 20s, living reckless. So turn the hourglass over and let's wreck this. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart. And every day I'm
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. You want in, 654-7627. We still need to get to Clemson's defense. I want to talk about the national college football picture. Obviously, we have a lot of time to do that, but I want to start getting into that on a daily basis. We have a lot of draft stuff to cover as well. You know, there's a certain reality about the quarterbacks in this draft that I want to discuss for a minute at some point here. Maybe we'll get to that in a minute. We'll mix a little of that in with the NCAA tournament talk. Alan in Greenville. Alan, how are you?
God, I'm just thinking about this. How much money I could have saved on jewelry if I just bought myself a dog 30 years ago.
Yeah,
See, I'm just, you probably ran down to the head during the break, but I just know if you got both those ads for Diamond Direct and then they tell you to get a dog.
Yeah. It's a point to that.
So, anyway, great. And that's another day for another story. Yeah. All right, sir. Get out your Callaway. I'm going to tee up a Titleist 1 and a Titleist 2 for you. Okay. And you being the master of the long ball, I'll decide which one you want to go with. Okay, here we go.
All right, go ahead.
Now, first of all, I'm going to take your task, and then I'm going to finish a thought for you, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, you can't keep hammering Roger Goodell. And the reason being that based on the way college football's going, these conferences, the NIL, the transfer portal, and you've been on that tirade for about 6 months a year, then one of these conferences will take him at $75 million since they don't seem to have a clue what they're doing. Yeah. And they will go ahead and take him from the NFL,
yeah.
And he could become a conference coach or somebody, a conference commissioner, or be at the NCAA, and then further screw up the direction college football's heading. That's Titleist One, okay?
All right. Well, on that, on Titleist One, I believe the Big Ten commissioner made like $3 million last year.
Yeah, well, this guy could talk. Look,
you're 72 short. You're 72 million short, Alan. You're gonna have to come up with some more money.
Wait a minute. You're underestimating the administrative abilities of a man who can reproduce copies on the Xerox machine, make Dunkin' Donut runs, and make sure that all the executives get their cars cleaned by valet parking.
You know, one thing I will say, Alan, on my way home yesterday after killing Goodell, I did have this thought. You know, in a way, it's a freaking amazing story. This dude came in as an intern in 1982, and now he rules the most powerful sports empire in the world, the National Football League. I mean, and so there is your Horatio Alger story. I mean, that
right.
In itself, it truly is incredible. So you have to give Goodell credit for his meteoric and his dedicated rise. I mean, you know, the guy spent 40 years climbing the ladder there, and look, I'm not suggesting that he's been impoverished for most of that time. He's been the actual commissioner since 2006, so he's been being paid royally since 2006. But still, you know, if he wasn't doing this, there's nothing he could do that would pay him more than, you know, say $11 million a year.
Well, maybe he knows where the bodies are buried, and you know what? I'm not going to get into politics because somebody was in the U.S. Senate for 50 years doesn't make them have any knowledge, and we see that every day.
That's
but
true.
Here comes Titleist 2, all right? Here's the one that I called Ramona on. Okay. She just burst out laughing because I got juice with Ramona.
All right.
And she started laughing when y'all went to the baseball game, but here it comes. Now, I got to complete your loop on this thought because I'm surprised you didn't drive off the road when you had your ha-ha moment last night. You have talked about the failure of these teams to be able to see talent.
Right.
And, you know, I don't care if it's quarterback, running back, coaches, that they have displayed a blatant ability not to see talent. So why are you surprised that they pick a commissioner who has no talent?
Yeah, I suppose there's something to that. You know, in really, he's sort of a 70, if you think about it, this dude has a really unique position, Alan, because he's basically a $70 million servant.
Yes.
You don't see a lot of $70 million servants, you know? But that's basically what he is. You know, he is being paid $70 million plus to exclusively do the owner's bidding.
Yeah, but would you want to be in that room? Would you want to be in those meetings with Snyder and some of these people you have seen?
Yes. For $70 million, yes, I would. Yes. Yes, I would. Yes, I absolutely would. I'd invite Daniel Snyder to spend a week at my house.
I just wanted you to complete that thought because you go on this rail about them not being very good at judging talent.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, but ultimately, who did they select to run the show?
Yeah.
Is if they can't pick talent for their coaches or their players, what makes you going to pick a talent for their commissioner?
That's a fair point. That's a good job, Alan. Excellent
job. There you
go. Thank you, Alan. Well done. You know, again, I do have to give the dude some credit because, like I said, he came as an intern. You know, think about how many people the offices of the National Football League have employed since 1980 or so, whatever year that was, Goodell came in. Think about the number of people that have been employed by, have worked there for some period of time, etc. This guy came in as an unpaid, presumably unpaid intern in like 1980, whenever it was, 1980, 81, 82, whenever it was right there, one of those 3 years. And from an internship, he worked himself up to be the actual commissioner of the sport. The highest paying commissioner's job by a mile on the planet. And so he went from earning nothing, and 40 years later, he's earning $70+ million a year. Now, again, I still don't know why the owners keep upping his money, because it's not like he has anywhere else to go or anything, nothing he can threaten with. He cannot say, hey, if you don't pay me $75 million a year, I'll go to the XFL.
He knows stuff about him.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just think it's odd. It's odd that, because again, you could legitimately have Roger Goodell for $20 million a year, period. If you paid Roger Goodell $20 million a year, he's staying there for life. If you never raise him up off of that a penny, he's staying for life. Where else is he going to earn that money? He's not really qualified to do anything else. The only thing he's ever done for 40 years is the National Football League. That's what he knows. It's not like that transfers, you know, to be a captain of industry somewhere else, to be a Fortune 500 CEO somewhere else. It doesn't. You know, being a servant to the owners does not translate into running a Coca-Cola. You know, it doesn't translate into running, I don't know, GE. It doesn't. The two things don't necessarily have anything to do with one another. So, I mean, I don't know what Roger tells them. Like, you know, hey, I may go here. Where? I don't know. It's just the whole thing is strange to me. But, like I said, I do have to give the guy credit because I'm not sure that we've ever seen anything like it, really. I mean, there probably is a somewhat similar story somewhere, but you'd be hard-pressed to find one. A guy who comes in as an unpaid intern and 40 years later is running the most powerful sports organization on earth and being paid over $70 million a year. I don't know anything like it. I don't. I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure you can find something, but I don't know where it is, nor do I know what it is. It's just a truly unique situation. So tonight's games, we have Gonzaga and UCLA, which again I think is the actual championship game. I think it's the game of the tournament. These games today, let me just look at this. These games today, the largest point spread we have today is what? Is 4.5. The largest point spread we have in any of these games today is Tennessee -4.5. It's 5 or 5.5 in a number of places now. Almost across the board, it's 5 now. So it's 5. All right, so it's Tennessee 5 over Florida Atlantic. That by far is the biggest number tonight. So in other words, if you look at the games Thursday night versus Friday, I think you could reasonably expect the Thursday games to be more competitive than the Friday games. That doesn't mean that's going to happen, but I think you could reasonably expect it because that's what the lines say too. I mean, these games today should all be sort of buzzer games. They should all come down to the end. All four of these games should come down to the end. Now, again, I have a certain opinion. I really thought I gave out Kansas State. And I think that was Michigan State -2 on Monday. I'm virtually certain of that. And I really thought I gave Kansas State out. I'm still debating it. Maybe that was it. Maybe I think that's what I said. I think I said I'm leaning towards Kansas. That's what I said. I'm leaning towards Kansas State, but I hadn't given it out yet. So now if I wanted, I have to take it at K-State +1.5. I think they are the better team. The experience coaching concerns me. You know, these tournaments are won by, historically won by great coaches. I'm gonna wait. Ramona had it all ready to mark down. I was going to give it out. I'm still debating that. But we have given out several of these other games tonight. We've given out two others tonight. We have Gonzaga plus two, and we have UConn minus 3.5. So those are Road Rage guarantees, as well as, what were the other two? Miami plus 6.5, and what was the fourth one? What's the fourth game?
Say that again.
I also give up Miami plus 6.5 on Monday. Yeah. It's 7.5 now.
And then Princeton plus 10.
Yeah. So yeah. I sort of screwed myself on those numbers
by
going early on those games. But we'll see how it plays out. So the bigger spread games are tomorrow. But, you know, again, I think some of the games of the tournament are going to be played tonight. You know, Connecticut, Arkansas, it should be a war. I think eventually Connecticut wears them down. But, you know, Sanogo and Hawkins is a tremendous shooter. Jackson's the best athlete in the country. I haven't yet figured out whether he's a good basketball player, but he's the best 6'7 athlete in the country and one of the best who's ever played. You know, he's not like, he doesn't hunt the shot or anything. You actually have to convince him to shoot the ball, but shooting is not his strength. Let me get Larry in here from Georgia quickly. Larry, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
How you doing, Larry?
Happy Easter and happy spring.
Same to you, Larry. Good to have you, as always.
Hey, I just was listening, and I was listening to you about Aaron Rodgers, you know, being possibly going to the Jets.
Right.
And then I want to chime in about Willis Reed.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. You know, Willis Reed, was kind of out there in 69 when I was kind of like graduated from high school. And he wheeled the Knicks on one leg, yeah, you know, to the championship. And, you know, I know how they did it. You know, it was medicine and in his heyday. But Willis Reed, and I saw, you know, when he was 80 years old. Goodness gracious, Lord have mercy, the time flies.
Yeah.
But Willis Reed, and I think, you know, because he was left-handed, he wheeled his team to victory.
Yeah, you know, look, it's the most famous moment in basketball history. Game 7, 1970, man. Runs out of the tunnel, the garden goes wild, no one knew whether he was going to play. He hobbles out.
Yeah.
He goes out on the court at the start of the game. He hits the first two shots. He never scores again, but it doesn't matter because Walt Frazier and Clyde Frazier in the game take over.
Walt Frazier, yes, sir. And there you go.
He had 36-19 the rest of that game, and they took down Wilt Chamberlain, who the prior game, game six, when Willis went down, Chamberlain had 46 points and 27 rebounds, and the thought was there was no way the Knicks could stop him with no one over 6'6". In game 7.
Walt, you're good, Walt.
Thank you. But Willis Reed, honestly, I was thinking about this when you started your call. You can make the case that Willis Reed's the most underrated player in the entire history of the NBA.
Oh, there you go, man. Preach it.
Yep.
Preach it.
Yep. He's one of the greatest centers to ever play the game, and he was so skilled at 6'10", lefty.
16 underrated.
Yep. 100%.
I heard you talking about Roger Goodell, and he was not like Pete Rozelle. You know, it's just that you got a yes man, and the owners, and he's a yes man, and. What would you do?
He's fundamentally a $70 million servant.
Stop.
That's what he is.
I'll stop with you. Both of us need to stop. Well, that was good talking to you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry. Good job. Yeah, but I mean, that's fundamentally what Goodell is. I mean, he does the owner's bidding. they like that. You know, the game has continued to grow in popularity. They like that. That makes them money. But they somehow, guys, you know, it's funny. I will say this. We always talk about whether players deserve to be paid, right? And whether players get paid too much money. And this is a constant debate that's gone on through the ages, right? Why do the owners not take that same perspective with Goodell? Why don't they rein in the purse strings a little bit with Goodell? They don't seem to have any problem paying him.
I don't know. He's the front guy, so.
The whole thing is curious, though. It's very curious how there's not another industry he can go to. There's not another sport he can go to because none of the other sports pay the commissioner anywhere near what this dude's being paid. But somehow they keep raising his salary. You get to $50 million's not enough for Roger. What does Roger Goodell's house look like? I haven't even thought of that, really. I said he probably has a 24-karat gold throne. But I seriously don't even know. I mean, obviously, if you're making $70 million a year, you have multiple residences. I'm curious what his main residence looks like. Quick break.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. Come into Low Country Mail today and get that weight off, get your energy up, and get your game back in the bedroom. Our concierge testosterone plans are $220 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. We also offer semaglutide, the amazing medication that eliminates food cravings, lowers A1C, and burns fat. Most patients lose 35 pounds or 15% of their weight with no change in diet or exercise. Make men again. LowCountryMail.com.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Pinnacle Veterinary Group takes a proactive, progressive approach to individualized medicine aimed to keep your pet healthier longer. Being locally owned and a private practice, they utilize low-stress techniques and fear-reducing strategies for every patient. Their facility is equipped to care for your pet for whatever health issues they may have or any testing that needs to be done. The first and only practice achieving AHA accreditation in Pickens County. Call 624-8824 or online pinnacleveterinarygroup.com.
Hey Anderson, if you're looking for a great place to work, Glen Raven is hiring. The maker of high-quality, world-famous Sunbrella products is looking for process operators, process technicians, quality inspectors, and material handlers. Now, they're seeking experienced pros, and they're also willing to train candidates who are new to manufacturing. So check out all the opportunities. Glen Raven offers a very competitive hourly rate, plus you'll get a $1,500 sign-on bonus. That's right, you'll get a $1,500 sign-on bonus. So apply today. You'll also enjoy generous benefits, including paid vacation and holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, a 24/7 fitness center, and more. It's an established company with an exciting future, so don't wait. Apply now at join.sunbrella.com. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com.
The best is right there in Traveler's Rest at George Coleman Ford. Whether you buy a vehicle from George Coleman Ford or not, they would like to make you a great offer on yours. George Coleman Ford is paying top dollar for your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, and now is the ideal time to take advantage of the premium value your vehicle brings. Call them today to take advantage of your vehicle's value across four generations and over 90 years. George Coleman Ford at Traveler's Rest has been doing business right.
Spring cleaning season is here, and your local Boys Camp thrift stores in Seneca and Westminster need your items to help bring hope and healing to boys in need through counseling, therapy, and life skills training. Donate your items for resale or shop their wide selection of gently used items at a great price. When you donate or shop with the Boys Camp thrift store, you're changing lives. Call today for free large item donation pickup like furniture and appliances at 882-2734 or use their donation drive-thru. Visit fairplaycamp.org today for more information.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
You know, so here it is, Ramona. Good. Roger has a mansion in Bronxville, New York. He had an apartment in the Upper West End that he apparently dumped back way back when he was starting to be the commissioner, like 2007.
Oh, like when he was only making 20 million.
Yeah, so now he has some almost like an English looking. Would you say that's an English looking style mansion?
Yeah, I would say.
That Goodell has in Bronxville, New York. And we know that he has multiple summer estates, homes in Maine, right? He has one on the beach and one in the woods somewhere.
That's what it looked like.
That's all we know of for right now. So Goodell lives in Bronxville, New York in an English style mansion. And then he has two vacation homes in Maine, Bahaba. In Bahaba.
Man.
Where are his, do we know where his main homes are? We just know one's Oceanside and one is.
That's what it said. Yeah, I don't know Maine very well.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of. The other one says Oceanside, so I don't know if Scarborough's actually physically Oceanside or there's.
Yeah, I think that.
Because there's an Oceanside in California.
Yeah, I think that Scarborough is a ritzy area. I think that's a ritzy area. Well, you know, honestly, anywhere where there's money in Maine is ritzy.
Yeah, I would think so.
I wonder what he pays in property taxes.
Probably a lot.
Yeah,
that would be on here. He's a public figure. We should be able to know that.
Well, look it up. When you make $70 million, you're not concerned with property taxes. This is
probably not
of interest to you. Let me tell you about First Class Haul. Haul's an acronym stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Haul. All their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these makes and models. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. Tell me who else does that. Nobody. It's your lucky month. Spring into savings at First Class Haul. And that means a new limited lifetime warranty. Visit the website at firstclasshaul.com for more info on that. Right now, here are your specials. All locations, $100 off any Halt timing belt. That can't be combined with spend more, save more. Obviously, $100 off any Halt timing belt. Spend more, save more. You can book that now. Spend $100, get 10 off. Spend $200, get 20 off. Spend $300, get 30 off. All locations get up to $75 back on qualifying steering and suspension purchase and installation. All locations. Here are your tire specials. Spend $849.99 or less, and you're eligible for a rebate up to $50. You get back up to $50. Spend $850 or more, you can get up to $110 back. Uniroyal, get up to a $40 rebate on all tire lines. Get up to a $60 rebate on PowerPoint AS tires only. And don't forget that First Class Halt now does financing as well. Three locations to serve you, Greenville, Anderson, and Cherrydale. They're the best. If you're settling for less than that, you're doing yourself a disservice. Go see Mark and his incredible team at the three locations and book your appointments now at First Class Hall. Did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah. It looks like his address is 14 Hemlock Road. Yeah, hemlock, isn't that a poison?
Yes. Yes, it is a poison, as a matter of fact. I think it's also a tree.
It's a tree?
Yeah.
Is it hemlock a poisonous tree? Like, don't eat the leaves?
I would imagine so. I mean, I would think that, you know, if you know that hemlock can be a poison and and you have hemlock trees, I wouldn't entertain eating them.
I wouldn't put them on the menu. Tree if I knew it was a poison.
Well, you know,
he makes a lot of money. His wife might, you know, go out there and pull a few leaves off and make a stew.
What does she do?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, here. see what she does. I'm curious. You know she's the boss. You know that Roger Goodell takes orders in that
maybe
house.
Maybe that's what he says when he goes for his raise, man. No, you got to give me more money.
Yeah, I'm not sure. All right, we need to make some picks, not just spread picks, but we need to make some actual Sweet 16 picks. We need to make some picks on the actual games. The results, if you would. All right, so in the West, the region of death, the region of doom, the West, by far the toughest region. And I'm going to get to your text in a minute, too. I apologize. You can get in on the phone lines right now. People always complain you can't get in. You get in right now. 654-7627. Join the conversation. And make your calls, by the way. Make your calls. Don't tell me Monday that you told your grandma what was going to happen. First of all, grandma isn't listening to you and she doesn't care. Secondly, it doesn't count, all right? You have to actually say it on the air for anybody to believe what you're saying, all right? So you don't get to tell somebody. You didn't tell your little buddy at the water cooler or anything else, all right? So make your calls. I'm going Gonzaga over UCLA. These are straight picks now. The spread picks, I've already given you four road guarantees. I don't know if I'm going to add to that or not. I haven't decided. But straight up, just winners now. Just playing the Sweet 16 from this point forward. You can get in this if you want, Ramon. I'm taking Gonzaga over UCLA. I am taking, and again, I think Timmy is playing the best basketball of his life right now. His energy level is insane, and he is turning people every which way but loose. And, you know, the other thing is, I think this Gonzaga team can actually lock you down defensively. I think they have enough length to do that. I think they can give UCLA some trouble, and I think they're so good offensively. And UCLA is a really good defensive team, and Cronin is a great defensive coach. But I really believe the Zags win this game tonight, and I think they win by 4 or 5. And I think it's the championship game. But so I'm going Gonzaga over UCLA. I'm going UConn over Arkansas. Great coaching battle, great athleticism, two teams and systems I respect and admire. I just think that the way Sanogo's playing, I thought they might be ready for primetime a year ago. They weren't quite ready. I think they're more ready now. I think they're ready for this, certainly for this stage. And I think they win the game, and I think they win by like 8. 71-63. You know what? I'll give you scores. How about that? I'll give you scores. I'm going UConn over Arkansas, 71-63. I'm going Gonzaga over UCLA, 78-74. I don't even know what the totals on these are. Let me just take a look here and see what the totals are. Why are you going to do this to me? I was already on the odds page. Let's go. Let's snake and go. What's the total on Gonzaga and UCLA? It's 145.5. So I would be going over that number. And look, we know UCLA is going to try and slow it down and clog it up. Maybe that is too high. You know what? I'm going to change that. I'm going to go 73-69 Gonzaga. 73-69 Gonzaga and 71-63 UConn over Arkansas. All right, that brings us to the Midwest region. I am going. Well, we have the Texas Xavier game, and Texas is about a 4.5-point favorite. I'm going Xavier to upset Texas here. I'm going Xavier 71-69. Xavier to pull the upset over Texas. In fact, Ramona, so here's what we're going to do. Since I'm taking Xavier, and I did not give that out as a spread pick, correct? That game is Friday. So I don't really have to do anything with it now, but I'm going to. Texas is 4.5. I am taking Xavier plus the 4.5, Ramona. That's a road rage guarantee. That's road rage guarantee number 5. But I'm also taking Xavier to win in advance straight up. All right, so Xavier, I'm moving Xavier along. Xavier over Texas. Writing that down, ink pen. And then the top half of the region, we have Houston and Miami. I've already given out Miami plus 6.5 as a road rage guarantee. That's actually moved to 7.5 now. So I wish I had waited on that, but I'm keeping it as I have it. I'm going Miami plus the 6.5 as a spread pick. I'm taking Houston to win the game, though. Miami plus 6.5 is the spread pick, and Houston to win the game. And I'm going to say 63-61. 63-61, Houston over Miami. Okay, ugly game. I think Houston can ugly it down a little bit. All right. So now I have these are so straight up. Again, I want to separate these. I'm picking these games straight up for now. I may be mentioning the spread picks as well, but I'm picking the game straight up for now. I have Gonzaga over UCLA. I have UConn. And what I say? What I say? Gonzaga, 73-69 over UCLA. I have UConn, 71-63 over Arkansas. I have Xavier. What did I say the score for Xavier?
71-69.
Xavier to upset Texas. And I have Houston to beat Miami, 63-61 in the other Midwest game. All right, so there are your two regions, Midwest and West, in terms of picking the game straight up. All right, we still have the East and the South to go. Alabama, who has basically played absolutely nobody to date, basically going to do the same thing. Alabama has made it through playing a play-in game opponent. A Maryland team that barely scraped by a bad West Virginia team. And now they're going to play San Diego State. Everybody would love to have Alabama's path. You know, the question with Alabama is how could you not look good playing the teams they've played to date? You know, I mean, there's nothing that we've seen from Alabama that even allows you to judge them other than what you saw all season. You certainly can't judge them by what you've seen in the tournament. Because they've played absolutely nobody. Walter to the road rage. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Join us at the big splash event at Clemson Marina April 1st. Kick off the boating season.